Tenderay beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed.
You know, ladies, it seems to be sort of a universal habit for wives to ask their husbands to suggest a menu on special occasions. Now, I'm willing to bet that when that happens at your house, your husband immediately asks for steak, saying, "Get some of that good Kroger Tenderay beef." Yes, he remembers that our Kroger Tenderay beef is always delicious, fresh-tasting, and juicy tender. Kroger Tenderay beef is always tender and juicy, because only top-quality grades of beef are used for Kroger Tenderay. And beef like that is grain-fed. When cattle are fed grain, the result is top-quality beef, the kind that's always used for Kroger Tenderay. But grain is very scarce nowadays, so we're unable to get the top-quality grades. That grain is going overseas to fight a war against starvation. When that battle is won, we'll once more have a plentiful supply of juicy, fresh, and tender Kroger Tenderay steaks and roasts. Between times, though, we'll continue to do everything possible to provide you and your husband with the best beef that is available.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much. And now, Hearts in Harmony. Since Steve Parker's sudden and mysterious disappearance, Penny has not had one word from him. And to add to the strangeness, Professor Stuart Rogers has come to Penny's house several times, but Penny has refused to see him. Now, at Johnny and Pat's suggestion, she sees the professor, and he says,
"Miss Gibbs, I hardly know what to say."
"You hardly know what to say, Professor? Well, that's very strange. You've been trying to see me all week."
"Yes, I know, Miss Gibbs. I've been wanting to see you. Well, I've wondered how you were."
"You wondered how I was? Oh, Professor, that isn't what you want to see me about."
"No, I guess it isn't. You see, well, you haven't been very happy lately, have you?"
"You know what happened, Professor? You know I haven't."
"Well, I wish there was something I could do."
"You can do something."
"I can?"
"Yes. You can tell me why you want to see me and why you made Pat and Johnny leave before you talked to me."
"Oh, yes. Well, Miss Gibbs, it's hard to say."
"Oh?"
"It's very hard to say. I wish I knew how to put it or begin it.
Well, what?"
"Miss Gibbs, I had a speech all prepared when I came over here. It was a speech I'd worked up a long time ago."
"The way you prepare your speeches for class at the university?"
"Not exactly, Miss Gibbs. The subject matter doesn't quite fit the classroom."
"Professor, what is on your mind?"
"A great deal."
"And, you can't tell me?"
"I find it rather hard to tell you."
"Could I make it any easier?"
"I don't know. How could you make it easier?"
"Well, could I guess what you've come to see me about?"
No, I don't think you could, Miss Gibbs. In fact, well, I don't think it'd be necessary for me to be here if you had even a vague idea of what I want to talk to you about."
"I see."
"Miss Gibbs, Well, first of all, I want to tell you how sincerely sorry I am that Steve Parker did what he did to you. I know how badly you must feel."
"Let's not discuss it, Professor."
"But I want to for a moment, if you don't mind. You see, I've kidded with you, joked with you, and said a lot of unpleasant things to you, but I didn't mean the kidding or the joking or any of the unpleasant things."
"Professor, I'm sure you meant a lot of them. You aren't the kind to waste your time on idle talk. You must have had a reason for most of the things you said. Maybe all of them."
"Well, maybe so, Miss Gibbs. But the things I meant then have no meaning now. Things have changed. The whole picture's different."
"Please, let's not get back to that."
"I'm very sorry, but I must not only get back to it, but that's the reason I'm here. What's happened to you and to your marriage is the only reason I'm here."
"To make a few academic passes at the fallacy of marriage?"
"No, Miss Gibbs, to..."
"To what, Professor Rogers?"
"I'll come to that in a moment. First, please believe me when I say I'm sincerely sorry."
"Thank you."
"You do believe me?"
"Of course I believe you. Why shouldn't I?"
"Well, I haven't been exactly pleasant to you at all times."
"You haven't been pleasant to me very many times, but I'm sure now that you've explained yourself that you didn't mean to be unpleasant."
"No, Miss Gibbs, I haven't meant to be unpleasant. Let's say I have a rather unpleasant job."
"Teaching school is unpleasant? I thought you loved it."
"I do, Miss Gibbs. And when this is over, I'm going back to teaching. Nothing else but teaching.
You've been doing something besides teaching, hmm?
Yes, I have, Miss Gibbs. Well, you'll have to excuse me.
No, wait a minute, Professor. You can't walk out after a remark like that.
I'm sorry, but... Well, the truth about me and what I've been doing and why your friend Steve Parker left town will all come out soon enough. Maybe it would be better if you read it rather than if I told you.
What do you mean, the truth about you and what you've been doing and why Steve left town? I don't see any connection. There can't be one, not between you and Steve.
Oh, no, Miss Gibbs. Stephen J. Parker and I are as apart as two worlds, but... Well, perhaps it would be better if you read about it in the paper.
Read about what in the paper?
About me, Miss Gibbs, and about why I'm deeply sorry that at a time when you were on the threshold of what seemed like happiness, I had to come to Rossville and toss a bombshell into your life.
Professor, what are you talking about?
I wish I had the courage to tell you, Miss Gibbs, but I don't. I just can't. You've been hurt enough already. Thanks for letting me see you. Thanks for giving me a chance to tell you what's on my mind, but you'll have to forgive me, Miss Gibbs. I have to say goodbye.
Johnny.
Yeah?
Johnny, this is Penny.
Oh, yes, Penny. What did the professor have to say?
Nothing.
Nothing?
No.
Well, you're kidding. After trying to see you all week, he doesn't have anything to say. I can't believe it.
Well, he had something to say, Johnny. The thing is, he won't say it. I must scare him or something. He just won't tell me what he wants to tell me.
Well, you have an idea of what it is.
No, not really, Johnny, but I have a strong suspicion that he knows a lot more about Steve's disappearance than any of us.
What?
I know that's surprising, Johnny, but I think it's true.
But what would the professor know about Parker?
I don't know, but he seems to know something.
I don't believe it.
Well, I can hardly believe it either, but I'm sure he knows something, Johnny. Look, will you do me a favor?
You know I will. What do you want me to do?
Call Professor Rogers and find out what this is all about, will you?
Call him? No, I'll do better than that. I'll go see him.
Well, I don't want to impose on you.
You're not imposing on me, Penny. If Rogers knows why Parker's gone and maybe where he is, I want to know, too. You'll hear from me in a little while.
Thank you, Johnny. Thank you so much.
Skip it. Now, keep your fingers crossed, will you? This may be a turning point in your life. I've always suspected that Stewart was smarter than even that title of professor makes him. I've always thought he knew more than you learn in books, and now I'm going to find out. Goodbye.
Bye, Johnny. Good luck.
Professor Rogers.
Who is it?
Johnny. Johnny Keith.
Oh. Just a minute.
Hiya.
Hello, Johnny. Come in.
Thanks. Hope I didn't disturb you.
No, I was just going over a few papers. They can wait.
Good. Oh, look. You don't have to lock the door, do you?
Oh, I'd rather if you don't mind. I have a few things here that...
You don't want stolen.
Yeah.
Sure. Who's going to come in here and rob the place while you're in it?
That's a thought, isn't it?
Yes, a good one, too, Stuart. Look, what's bothering you?
Bothering me?
Yeah.
Nothing.
Oh, come now. Don't kid with me, Professor. You're a nice guy, and I like you, and I want to keep on liking you.
I want you to.
And spill it, will you?
Spill it? Spill what?
What's on your mind? What's bothering you? What you were trying to tell Penny and couldn't.
Oh, that's why you're here, is it?
Sure. Penny called me and asked me to find out what you were trying to tell her. Can you blame her? You led right up to something and then stopped.
Yeah, I know.
Well, what is it, Stuart?
I can't tell you, Johnny.
Why not?
It isn't for you to know.
Oh.
I mean, of course, you have a right to know it, and you will when the whole truth comes out, but I can't tell you before I tell Miss Gibbs herself.
Why not?
Because what I know is almost her personal property. It concerns her personally and concerns Steve Parker.
What do you mean?
If I told you what I meant, Johnny, I'd be telling you the whole thing, and I can't do that. If I tell anyone at all, I'll... Tell Miss Gibbs herself.
Well, you had a chance to earlier today. Why didn't you tell her then?
Frankly, I didn't have the nerve.
Will you ever have the nerve?
I don't know.
You're not a weak sister, Stuart. Why act like one?
I know. I don't blame you if you think I'm all kinds of a fool, but this is something I've never been up against.
Just telling Penny something you think she ought to know?
Yes.
Well, do you want to tell her?
Very much.
Good. Let's sit down and figure out a way for you to get courage enough to tell her.
You think we can sit down and do that?
Why not? Every big decision in the world is made by a bunch of guys sitting down. So let's see what we can do.
Professor, Professor Rogers went that far and then wouldn't tell you what he'd come to see you about?
That's right, Mother. He mentioned Steve and something about being the reason that Steve and I aren't married. And then he wouldn't say any more.
Well, that's the strangest thing I ever heard. What's the matter with that, Professor Rogers?
I don't know, but something is. Johnny's gone over to see him to find out what.
Oh, well, there's a good chance he'll tell Johnny where he wouldn't tell you.
Yeah, that's what I thought. You know, in spite of the way he talks to me sometimes, I think the professor... That's probably Johnny. Now, I'll get it, Mother.
All right, dear.
Hello, Johnny.
Yeah, I brought Professor Rogers along with me. Mind if we come in?
No, of course not. Let me have your hat, Professor.
No, thanks, Miss Gibbs. I won't be staying long.
Oh, I see. Come to the living room, won't you, both of you?
Well, I...
Come on, Professor. You're not a stranger in this place. Quit acting like one.
All right.
This way. Mother, you remember Professor Rogers, don't you?
Oh, of course. Hello, Mrs. Billings.
Mrs. Billings, have you any of those cookies over at your house?
Why, I certainly do, Johnny. I'll bring some.
Well, you wouldn't want to run me over for a couple, would you?
Yes, of course. Let's go out into the kitchen, Johnny. I might have some of those cookies in the jar over here.
Well.
All right.
See you folks in a minute.
All right.
Well? You've decided to tell me what you want to tell me.
Yes, I have, Miss Gibbs.
Good. I'll try and make as easy as I can for you. Professor, you know something about Steve, don't you?
Yes.
Do you know where he is?
No.
Well, do you know why he left Rossville?
Yes.
Why?
Let me answer that by first telling you something about myself, Miss Gibbs.
All right.
But let me warn you, too. I think you'd better prepare for a shock.
What is the shock? What is Professor Rogers going to say? Why does he know so much about the disappearance of Steve Parker? What's behind this strange mystery? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony.
Ladies, why put it off any longer? Now that our world-famous fresh and tender Kroger Tenderade beef is so scarce, you've been planning to try Kroger's selected seafood. Why not buy and try some right away? Once you do, you and your family will instantly agree that we have the finest flavored fish and seafood in town. At the very next opportunity, drop in at your Kroger store and look over our wonderful selection of seafoods. You'll notice that the flesh is firm and white. All the flavor is protected and preserved for you. And here's how it's done. Our seafood is fresh caught. Yes, fresh caught, fast frosted, and then rushed right to our Kroger stores by Kroger's own special rush delivery system. We're anxious to give you the best, the finest in seafood. In fact, Kroger guarantees satisfaction. So plan to get some real soon, won't you?